Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go!
This is Share Funny. From the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
So it's a special edition of the Share Funny podcast today. It's called Now Trending Live. We are live at 11 Lakes Brewing in Cornelius, North Carolina, for everybody who's not here tonight. I know this is airing on a Friday morning, but we're live on a Thursday night at a great brewery with some great people who are all members of the Ace and TJ Radio family.
Yeah, they're all right.
Okay. Our sponsors are, where's Tammy with Atlantic Bay Mortgage? The lady in the blue in the back is Tammy with Atlantic Bay Mortgage. Look, this is real simple. I can tell you, read you all kind of stuff about how Tammy's been number one in the Carolinas for 5 years. She kills it. She's great. She can get you financed. She can get you refied. She can walk you through the process, take care of all that. All you need to know is, if she was able to get me financed, she can get you financed. End of story. That's all you need to know. And there was a lady that actually called and did a mortgage with her and actually said, Ace said, if he can get him done, you can get me done. And they were like, yeah, your credit's a lot better than his. You're in good shape. So I have to read this part.
That's also what they used to say at the House of Prostitution in Louisiana. The guys would show up and say, Ace said, if you can get him done, you can get me done.
Atlantic Bay Mortgage, NMLS number 91236. Now it's all legal. Okay, so if you were here last time...
Your sexual activities aren't.
If you were here last time for Share Funny Live, you know this is a little bit different because this is a Now Trending Live, which we've never actually done before. And I don't know that any of us even know how this works. It was TJ's idea. I don't know how it works.
Yeah, so just like Now Trending at the top of every hour on the radio in the mornings... Riggins throws out the stories and tells us what is hot right now that people are talking about, and then we run with it. So hopefully we'll be able to come up with entertaining comments and not just leave his keister flapping in the breeze out there. Because he was not for this at all. And by this, I mean the entire night.
Yes. I am livid. Oh, my God.
So, Riggins, the last time you were out of your house at 7 o'clock on a Thursday night was the last time we did this here?
Yeah.
Are you normally asleep by now?
Oh, I've been asleep for an hour.
You got to go right in there.
Yeah.
Can y'all hear Riggins back there?
Yeah, I'm soft-spoken.
Oh. Well, my wife's being rude, and she's got a bunch of people having a party back there while we're trying
shut
to...
Shut up!
Hey, nobody gave y'all a speaking part yet.
Oh, looks
and
so cute.
Alexis is ready to go. What did you say earlier? You got your swag on, but it doesn't look like you got your swag on?
Yeah, it's, you know, I'm just like swaggy, but I'm not trying too hard, but I'm just a little like, hey, I'm here. What's up?
Yeah. Okay. So swaggy is what the kids say when they're high as a satellite.
That's not true.
Isn't it?
Mm. And then there's Tech D Rob.
Hello.
AKA Mr. Feedback. No, I'm kidding. You look great with your aviators holding your hair back.
Thanks.
It does. It's a vibe.
This is the latest of the evening you've ever been wearing actual pants because you go home and just strip that into your underwear every day when you get home?
100%.
Yeah, he's not wearing them now.
Ew,
he said, I'm going to dangle for their delight tonight.
Stop it.
So I assume everybody here know that story that Rob says when he goes home every day, he strips down to his underwear and his T-shirt. And that's, where's Meredith? Where's
she's
Rob's
here.
Girlfriend? That's
she here?
That's accurate, right? Oh. You like that when you come home every day?
Yeah, every day.
Yeah, she's
oh,
I love that answer. Yeah, every day. Every day.
She's like, why do you think I wanted to make him mine?
All right, so Riggins, first up on Now Trending Live, what do you have?
There's a Christian pastor named Brian Suave in Ogden, Utah. He said there's, he basically wrote this tweet. He said, dear ladies, there is no reason whatsoever for you to post pictures of yourself in low-cut shirts, bikinis, bra and underwear, or anything similar, ever.
I don't like it.
And let me guess, the ladies didn't like that.
They didn't love it. He said, not to show your weight loss journey, not to show your newborn baby, not to document your birth story, your brothers, doesn't matter. There's no reason ever to be posting those kinds of pictures.
How many people agree with that in the room? All right, we got one truth teller out here who's not afraid to say what's on his mind. The rest of you guys, there's another friend Drew. I'll say it. I don't care.
Well, one.
What y'all gonna do to me? No, I'm kidding. I don't think so either. I think all naked or nothing. Why are you putting up those teasing pictures? I mean, let's see. Let's see what you got.
The most popular response came from one woman who just wrote, dear Brian, fuck off.
But the man's a preacher. What else is he supposed to say? I mean, if he would have gotten on there and said, I'm a real fan, ladies, of all the scandalous pictures you're posting, then he would have been in trouble as well. But, you know, I don't go in for all that, cussing at preachers. But they're going to hell anyway for posting these pictures like they do. Stop. So what do they care? Am I right, ladies?
Mm-mm, nope.
Am I right, Alexis?
Mm-mm. Those are my favorite thirst traps. Come on now.
Yeah, we know.
So, but you haven't thirst trapped in a while.
Yeah, you know, I just got to kind of give them a little something every now and then. You can't do it all the time.
Yep. Translation. Translation, that was a conversation that said, hey, you know, you're a representation of the show now.
Had to clean it up a little
bit. We don't do that.
Yeah, sometimes we need to dial that back a little bit.
Yeah.
What?
So, you know, she's got an allotment.
Yeah.
Of thirst trapping pictures and videos and and sidewalk dances and whatever else she's doing.
That actually sounds lit. Sidewalk dances?
Oh, it does. Yeah. So lit.
She's toned it down, though.
I have, right?
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 Yeah. I have, right?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Guys, come on. Help me out.
Tell me, right?
All right, whatever, next.
I think you can make the argument that Ace posts more thirst-trappy kind of stuff
than
Alexis.
That's true. That is very true. Because I've never posted a picture naked inside of a hot tub.
Okay. Right.
I'm just saying, I've never done that.
Here we go. Because in that photo, all you see, you wouldn't even know that I was naked had I not told you that I was naked.
No,
all
y'all
see,
were trying
you
to...
You see my shoulders in the back of my head? I'm just sitting in a hot tub with my arms on the side of it like
y'all
that.
Y'all knew what you were doing.
In the hot tub. You can't
we know.
Even see
and,
me.
And staging,
knew what she was doing.
Staging a makeout session.
Right.
I mean, I was a theater major. That's called blocking. Like, when you say, okay, then move this way and that way, you know. So
you are going to have to take that out with my wife. She was the one that was setting that whole thing up. But it's not like it's not a naked photo if you can't see that I'm naked in the picture.
But that was the point. It's like, ooh, look, a tease or a little naked. Leave it up to the imagination.
Guess what's going on?
Exactly.
I don't think seeing my shoulder in the back of my head is a tease in any way, shape, or form.
Right. Well, what about that one with your white butt in the air? Remember that.
Well. I mean, I got some if you want to open it and start posting.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Amanda can keep those.
Hey, can you post it on this smart TV right here so we can all see?
Yeah, how do I do that? Can I do that? Yeah. Show me how to do that.
What did you say, Rick?
Can somebody show me how to do them? Like, I'll post it up there. I mean, this is a good game, but I'd love to see Ace's white ass up in the air. So I'm slightly more in the tank. And there's a lot of new plastic surgery is on the rise after the end of the pandemic. And one of the most popular surgeries adults are going in for now is ear pinning. Ear pinning is on the rise, usually reserved for children, but now more adults are doing it.
Yeah, because they looks like their ears stick out like a cab with the doors open.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah, I didn't know they could do that for adults. Because that's one of those things where they always say, if you're going to do that for a baby, you got to get it done early or it'll be too late. But now they can do that.
All right,
so but aren't they combining procedures now too? So
yeah.
If you have a bunch of things that you want done, they'll do it all at one time, so you don't have to keep coming back. So you could get your ears pinned, a nose job, and that anal bleaching you've always wanted, right?
The hell? You want your anal bleached?
I mean, that's what they do. Not you, Rick. I don't mean you. I know you've already had yours done.
Do you have to get put under for that?
No.
Huh? I don't think
do you get
so.
Put under for that?
Yeah. Anal bleaching?
Yeah, if you just get it done with the rest. Kind of like when women have a baby and they get an epidural, they'll tell the doctor to pierce their belly button while they're doing that.
Okay.
You never heard of that?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, but you got to go to the mountains to get that doc. Hell yeah, I'll do it.
You're having a... Who's having a baby and getting a belly button piercing all at the same
and
time?
And I was like, yeah, I've heard of that.
No, I have heard of it.
What is the thought process
behind
that?
That's not a real thing.
Yes, it's a real thing.
No, it's not.
What other procedures are they having, Regan?
Wait, hang on one second. I'm sorry. Can I back up? I saw somebody being pointed out. Is that real or are you just... Is that... I'm sorry. I kind of feel bad now that I was making jokes about that and it really happened to somebody in the crowd. I'm sorry.
About having a baby and getting their...
Yeah.
Well, if I said it, I mean, you know I know.
I didn't know that you knew. No.
I didn't know that about her, but you know I know everything there is to know about women.
Yeah, but
so I was just making it up.
I thought you were just making a joke.
I mean, it was a joke, but it wasn't like a blatant in your face, trashy lady.
Yeah.
You're a freak. You know?
It's my bad.
Who does that, man? Oh. And look how pretty she is.
Beautiful.
But then again, she wouldn't be in here if she weren't, right? All the ladies had to pass a pretty test before we allowed y'all in.
Ace just called her out. She's like, it was me.
He backed up to make sure we like pointed it out.
What kind of a woman would you like?
I did not say that. I said, what is your thought process with that happening out? I'm sure I'll find out later because I'm sure we can have a conversation about it before I get out of here tonight.
She said it was a re-piercing.
Oh, a re-piercing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you put it back in. You had it before. Oh, it's a totally different deal. I understand that completely. Totally fine, ma'am. It's totally cool.
Now so I know the circumstances.
You took it out because your first child kept asking what it was. Like, mommy, what is that thing? And you're like, I'm tired of answering questions. I'll just take it out.
I've explained it too many times. Okay.
So wait. Hold on a minute. So your OBGYN...
So I took it out for my first.
Right.
You took it out for your first.
But then the doctor just offered to put it back in? Right.
Okay.
And that didn't disturb you that the doctor was that interested in you having your belly button pierced?
Yeah, that is.
He's like, you know what? You've been coming to me for years, and I much prefer that navel with a ring in it. You're not nearly as hot as you was when you first came in here with that first kid, because, you know, the belly button ring really does turn me on as your doctor.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and put that thing back in. I got a drawer full of them over here for my patient.
That's my question. So you said it wasn't a spur of the moment thing then. He told you to bring the jewelry with you.
Yeah, it was in my 20s, so I was hurting my foot. I just took it out.
Okay.
My
Yeah.
Yeah, so all you knew going in, like, I'm going to come out of here with a baby and my navel repaired, so I'm ready to go. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Brand Don't forget new the bell ring.
The brand totally new cool. woman. Hot mom.
Well, they can do a bunch of surgeries at once. They can do fat grafting. I'm not sure what that is. Facelifts. The bleaching, like you were talking about, more than just your head. More than just the downstairs.
What do you get bleached?
Armpits.
Huh. Yeah.
You bleach your armpits?
Uh-huh. Some people do.
Okay. Yeah. But if you want, here's a little life hack for you. If you want to save some money, get you one of those little Clorox pins. And then you and your partner can take turns coloring each other in back there.
I didn't know people did
that. Do not do that.
Ace is like, he's all serious now. I can get my armpits bleached.
Yeah, I think you don't need to bleach anything. You're white enough.
As white as I am, I don't need anything bleached.
Yeah, your skin's too light.
Pretty bleachy already.
Nothing needs to be bleached.
You'll be transparent.
Yeah. Translucent.
Yeah, nothing needs to be bleached except the trunk of his car. after he killed some prostitutes.
Well, a doctor says that the rise in plastic surgery in men is on the uptick, too. And he said that there's a desire for men who are just a little bit older to look younger because those that are in their 40s and 50s are competing with younger men.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Hey. He's like, excuse me, doc, I heard about this unwrinkling process you can do down there.
Ew, that's disgusting.
Is that as painful as it sounds?
De-wrinkling?
I want it to look like a Crown Royal bag when you finish.
That's sick.
Smooth.
Oh my God.
What else?
Yeah, Regan.
Tummy tuck, liposuction, both now becoming more common in men. And then some women are also doing breast lifts with the tummy tuck, which seems like a lot. That seems painful to do those both at one time.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I feel like a guy asking for a tummy tuck.
Do what?
It's weird. A guy asking for a tummy tuck is like just weird a little bit. Yeah. Tummy tuck.
Why are you being sexist?
I'm not. Yeah. I'm just saying. Oh,
me too. Hello. Yeah, it does sound weird. A guy to ask for a tummy tuck. He's like, hey, can you staple my stomach or whatever? Yeah. All right, I got it.
What would you guys get done? Have you thought about it?
Yeah.
What would you get done?
There's just a little roll of fat right around my waist.
I know. People have been talking about that.
I know. I would have it.
Ace is in really good shape.
Yeah. Even at my fittest, there's just a little, it's right, like, there's, I don't know, it's hereditary or something. I just would have that tightened sucked up. Out. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All the way around, just put that tube in and just make a big 360. And be done with it.
Suck it out.
Yep.
I think I'd be completely happy with myself if I had three more circumcisions.
What the hell?
A terrible thing to say.
I mean, it would be statuesque.
Yeah.
Camera ready.
One of four done.
Yeah. I mean, you talk about some social media posts.
Oh,
thirst
my God.
Trapping.
Yeah.
I'd be thirst trapping.
Can they make my head smaller? I would do that.
Yeah,
because it's
if you could make
gargantuan.
Okay.
Like what?
How big is your head again, Robin? Eight and a quarter. Eight and a quarter.
Hat size. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, hey. No.
You got a special order that in a lot of places. You can't. He can't just go buy a cap online because they don't carry eight and a quarter.
Yeah, lids will laugh at me.
Yeah.
Huh. I hate those lids anyway. They're so judgmental about big head asshole. I'm kidding, Rob. You're a treasure. You know I love you.
I do.
Nobody loves you like I do.
I don't know if that's true.
It's true.
Okay.
It's true. You're like one of my own.
Oh, okay.
Gardeners. Oh, my God. All right.
Rob, how are we doing on time? We need to take a break?
We can.
Okay. All right. So let's take a break. We've got more of Now Trending Live coming up on the Ace and TJ Show.
Is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
All right, so I know not everybody listening right now can hear what's happening as we're here live doing Now Trending Live tonight, but Ms. Todd, when you go to yell to tell everybody it's time to start recording in, if you would turn towards the people, that would be awesome, because you just blasted us yelling, here we go, and nobody heard you out there in the crowd.
I got scared for a second.
Yeah, I thought he was about to fight.
For everybody who's here tonight, Tammy from Atlantic Bay Mortgage has got some cool Tiffany beer glasses that she's giving away. So swing by and get signed up. I think she's giving away some beer and stuff as well. I don't know if I was supposed to say that or not, but she's doing it. And it's all right here by these little couches. So be sure to swing by and get signed up with Tammy from Atlantic Bay Mortgage, who's our sponsor for Now Trending Live tonight.
And Alexis, you said that's your friend that just walked in? Your best friend?
Yeah, that's my friend Madison.
Madison, hey.
It's my bestie. But
I thought we were your only white friends.
I just let you guys think.
Where you been hiding that one?
I got some secrets up my
sleeve. Does he have to put up with as much abuse as we do?
Yup, he does.
Does she blame everything she doesn't like about you on you being old and white? Because that's what she does with us.
I'm like, oh, white people.
Yeah. Any disagreements? Because y'all are old and white.
I just don't know any better.
Because she knows she can't get fired.
Right.
Yup. Well, because people love you so much, not for any other reason.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're a treasure.
Right.
All right, Rains, what's next and Now Trending?
Tomorrow's National Peppermint Patty Day.
Ugh. I don't like a peppermint
like a York?
Patty.
Like a York, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a chocolate peppermint type of person, but I do, would a junior mint count as that?
Yeah.
I do like junior mints, but only a few, and then I have to stop. Don't ever chew them, crush them on the roof of my mouth, and swallow. Does anybody else eat a junior mint that way? That's the only way to eat them. If you don't eat them that way, you're a freak.
Have you ever heard the sex thing about a junior mint?
No. Where do you put them? Because I know that's the only reason he's interested in it. It must go in your butt or something.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
You got it.
You shove a junior mint in your ass. That is not trending.
It's not a vibe.
It should, though.
Are you laughing because you love it so much, or you're embarrassed that you do that in front of all these people?
It pains me to know that there's somebody out there that is like so desperate that they have to put like a junior mint. It's just terrible. I hate it.
So what happens? What happens after that? They just wait on it to melt and get the cooling sensation.
It's a cooling. Cooling, tingling sensation, I would imagine. I don't think they're getting a lot of vibes from the chocolate.
Well, I know, but that's a thing you do alone or you do with a partner? What? I mean...
I would hopefully alone.
Okay.
Maybe you crush it on the roof of your mouth first and then...
Oh.
Ew, that's a...
Way to make it gross, Rob.
Yeah.
Sorry!
Way to take it into the gutter.
Yeah. But this is
so you put it on a toothpick and then...
I don't know. I've never looked into it.
That sounds dangerous.
Okay. Well, now I'm curious.
Yeah.
Google it. Can you put the video up on the TV?
They'll throw me right out of here. Students at a Connecticut middle school were reportedly instructed to use pizza as a metaphor for sex and asked to cite their favorite toppings, including cheese for kissing and olives for, I don't even know how you say that, like, you know...
You just said put junior mints in your ass. Yeah. And now you're...
How is it gross?
That somehow seems more innocent than what this says. For,
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, we
so
got
So they're
it.
In middle school?
They're eighth graders, yeah.
Eighth grade. And who was asking? The school was asking this in a survey?
Yeah, well, they were trying to teach the kids about consent. It was part of a class they called Pizza and Consent. And they said, we can use pizza as a metaphor for sex. For example, when you order a pizza with friends, everyone checks in about each other's preferences, right? Some people might be vegan. Some people might be gluten-free. Other people might love pineapple. Some people like pepperoni. So some people might not like pizza at all. So they use pizza as this metaphor to teach the kids about sex.
Okay. And the olives, the sliced olives, represent the oral relations.
Correct. That's okay. Yeah.
All right.
Isn't that terrible?
I feel like that can get confusing. Yeah.
Well, needless to say, the parents were pissed. They didn't like it at all. Surprising no one.
It's a shock. Yeah. Yeah.
So they've canceled the pizza and consent class. It's probably a good idea, though. Would you freak out if you found out that that's what had been going on?
Well, yeah. That's why I think they ought to have cameras in the classrooms now, streaming constantly.
Yeah.
So parents can see this crazy crap that their kids are being taught.
Yeah.
And then, because you don't want to mess up pizza. That's family Friday night. You know. Because kids will call the cops on you now in a hurry. So they've been filling them full of this crap at school, and then Friday night rolls around, and you say, hey, we don't feel like cooking tonight. How about we get a pizza? He's like, nah.
The superintendent, his name is Christopher Drezik, he had a great statement after the backlash. He said, the simple truth is, it was a mistake.
It's like, well, no shit.
They're threatening to blow up the schools. Probably not a good move.
But how many times have we said something like that? Look, we meant well, we were off the mark on that.
Yeah,
one.
Sorry. Yeah.
Bad.
Ace did it like 10 minutes ago about the belly button. I'm sorry.
I didn't mean
anything by it. Oh, wow.
Do the kids at least get pizza?
I don't know. That's a good question, Rob.
That's the most important question to me.
Yeah, did they get pizza, and did they have to eat it slowly?
Yeah.
So they could go, now what does this bite represent? The kid's like, it represents I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Idiots.
Who taught you about sex, TJ?
Bob Guccione.
Who's that?
The editor of Penthouse.
Oh.
No, my brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had an older brother, and he was so cool. He taught me everything I know.
Who taught you, Ace?
This kind of learned along the way, I think. I remember my dad, we had a book about that my dad read to me. Went over. He didn't. My dad wasn't a big reader. We went over it about how babies are made, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but, you know, but my dad was, you know, not around all the time after that. And it was just kind of, you know, kind of figured it out.
Yeah.
I was a slow learner. Yeah. I think I'm not going to let y'all make y'all think that I just realized my son's here, so I'm going to be quiet now. I literally just looked up to say something funny. I was like, I'm looking right at Kate. I'm like, never mind. It's okay. We'll come back to that later.
Whoops. There's a new TikTok beauty trend. It's called self-tanning nasal spray. And it's exactly like what it sounds like. It's basically supposed to, you inject it in your nose and it creates more melanin in your body. And doctors are saying that's a horrible idea. Don't do it.
I would do that in a heartbeat.
Would you?
Oh, yeah.
You'd inhale it?
I would experiment with my body like a freshman girl in college.
Oh, my God.
I don't even care.
Thank you.
That's wild.
Yeah, I know. You wouldn't? Would you do it, Ace? You want to be tan really badly?
No, not that bad. That just sounds like they just. I don't know. When you're injecting something into your body to get more tan, it just sounds like it's not safe.
You drink NyQuil spray. For fun.
Right. And he loves the regular nasal spray, too.
Yeah, and he's constantly got one of those Vicks inhalers hanging out of his mouth.
That's like one of the greatest things God ever allowed to be created is the Vicks inhaler. Does anybody know what that is? Have you had the little stick? Especially if you like wait, go a day or two and let it really kind of get loaded up. But when you shove that thing in there, it is a great feeling.
And you put it in your butt, don't you? He's like, them junior mints aren't cutting it anymore.
Oh, brother. Well, now I'm hesitant because the next story is about sex, too. Everything that's trending is about sex. We can kind of move to something a little bit different. What's the one word I could say right now that would turn your stomach, even without any context around it? Is there a word like that for you guys?
I don't think so.
No.
Junior.
It's two words, sir.
Scarred forever. Someone looked at the different polls on the grossest sounding words and came up with a master list of the grossest words in the English language.
Madam President?
TJ.
I'm just joking. All you ladies look so thin tonight. I'm just kidding.
Gorgeous.
I don't know who you are.
Number 10 was curd, as in cheese.
Ew,
curds.
Curd.
Yeah. That's about
these
curd.
Are the grossest words in the English language.
Yeah. All together. Putrid, ooze, mucus, fester.
Ew.
Yeah, oozing and festering.
Yeah, fester.
Yeah. Really strong words.
I don't even.
Visual.
Splooge? Is that is that a word?
Yes. Splooge? Yes.
It's a French. It's a French word.
Do I know that word?
Use it in a sentence. Use it in a sentence.
I don't even know how to. What does that even mean?
I don't know. TJ, use it in a sentence.
Yeah, TJ. Use it in a sentence, TJ.
Yeah, TJ, use it in a sentence.
I don't know how to use it. I've never heard of the word before.
Strap in, everybody. This is about to get good.
Yeah. It's actually a French word pronounced Pluget.
Pluget. This woman, she's like, you know. Madam.
Wow.
She even gave it at the end the throw in it.
I love it.
Oh my God!
What kind of a crowd do we have?
I mean, goodness gracious! We got to clean this up a little bit. Sorry, I didn't ever heard that word before, and it even says careful. Like, I was like, why? It's sploosh.
Yeah, if you're in mixed company,
was that number one?
No, that was number five. No.
Not even the number one.
No,
yet.
Number four is moist, which we've heard before. Everybody says moist. They don't like moist.
I love that. It's so hot.
Number three is seepage. That's the grossest word according to men.
Seepage.
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 Yeah.
Seepage.
I don't like it. You got a seepage problem.
Not a fan.
Over there.
phlegm. Ugh. And then the top grossest word is pus. Oh. And a lot of women voted for that one.
Yeah, I don't think that the men part of that. I don't. What did theirs? Seepage was the worst
seepage,
one?
Yeah.
Okay. I would challenge that and think that more men would say that a grosser word is discharge.
Ew. TJ, why'd you have to go there?
You're right.
I'm not talking about from the military.
But stop. Yeah,
unless you're talking about from the military, it's gross.
You're so gross. Jody, how do you deal with this? For real.
Am I right, guys? Is that not a... You don't want to hear
worse.
That.
Yeah. It wins.
You're
see?
Sick.
Sorry.
He's sick, right? Disgusting.
Yeah. You're right. He may be all those things, but he's not wrong.
He is correct.
You might not like it, but it's the truth.
Golly.
Jody, did you know the word splooge? Did you know that? Did she say yes?
She'd say yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Right.
That's true.
Degenerate.
Yeah, for now.
Some of the other words that didn't make the cut: discharge.
Oh, well, there you go.
Loogie, which is gross. Secrete.
Ew.
Diarrhea. I mean, who freaks out about diarrhea? Snot and congeal. So, there you go.
Riggins and Alexis.
Stop.
Which one of you has had diarrhea this week?
Why are you always putting my butt business out there?
Y'all both have terrible problems with your stomach.
Don't put my butt business out there.
Riggins said he has?
Yeah, I don't care.
He eats lettuce.
That's true. I can't eat salads.
Listen,
like they just
I can't
me.
Really process dairy that well sometimes, okay?
What was it she said when she left the room the other day?
Something I ate an apple.
I gotta go. I ate an apple.
Yeah. I mean, who has a stomach emergency after you eat an apple?
Yeah. It's fiber. What are you talking about? They tell you gotta eat applesauce, you know? And also, just can we not talk about that, please?
Okay.
Putting my business out there all the time.
I thought we were all friends here, but obviously.
Fair question.
Yeah.
My butt is not everybody's
business.
Being
in the studio with the two of them at the same time in a small, confined space, it's rough sometimes.
Give me a break.
We're like, what are you eating today?
At least Riggins will wait. Like, he bolts out of the studio to get home because he won't do it anywhere but home. And we used to accuse him of just trying to get out of meetings that way. I'm saying, I gotta go, I got diarrhea. Like, he got diarrhea about every day, doesn't he? But then we come to find out it's true.
I have diarrhea all the time.
I'm an adult, I don't know.
It happens.
Should we do one more, or do we have to take another break?
We need to take a break, Rob?
Yeah. We can. Yeah.
Take a break? Okay. We'll do more of Now Trending Live for the Share Funny Podcast coming up in a second.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Special edition of the Share Funny Podcast. It's Now Trending Live. We are at 11 Lakes Brewing in Cornelius, North Carolina, recording live on a Thursday night in front of a great group of people who are members of the Ace and TJ Radio family, and it's all being done thanks to Atlantic Bay Mortgage. Tammy Stowe, the group at Atlantic Bay Mortgage. They'll take care of you like nobody else can. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. If they can get me financed, they can get you financed. Don't worry about it. They're great people. They make it really easy. Atlantic Bay Mortgage, NMLS number 91236. Everybody in the room, don't forget to stop by and get signed up, because she'll be giving away those cool crystal beer glasses and some beer here in a few minutes.
Crystal beer glasses.
Some beer glasses. And
not that kind
some
of crystal.
Beers. Yeah.
I don't know. Are they technically beer steins? I don't know what defines a beer stein.
Yeah, they're Jewish.
Yeah, that's not what I mean.
Yes.
Oh, who's coming over tonight? The beer steins are coming over. Oh, God, I hate the beer steins. What is this, that coin that Alexis was bragging about that's so valuable or something?
Oh, she's been talking about this coin for two days.
Well, because you guys were like, ha ha, she's going to bring it in and it's a fake coin. I'm like, it's not fake. I know it's real. You guys never give me enough credit.
But it's a silver dollar.
No, but it's worth more than just $1.
How much?
I don't know yet. That's what we gotta find out.
Did you get it appraised?
Nope.
Then how do you know it's worth more than $1?
Because I know it. I can feel it in my soul.
Okay.
Oh,
God. Well, you should go get it. You know, if it's, how much does it have to be worth for you to sell it? Like, if it's, like, you won't part with it? Like, $20?
$50.
Yeah.
Can have it. 40. Let's just make it 40.
40?
Yeah, gas is expensive. These guys got me driving all the way to Mooresville.
Yeah, when we moved locations, how long did it take you before you could find your way without having to use GPS every day?
Probably like 2 months.
Yeah.
I mean, I went from driving 9 minutes to like 40 minutes in another country, pretty much.
Yeah. Another country. Yeah. But yeah, it's a real silver dollar.
I know, I told you that.
I know, but I don't know that it's more than a dollar, though.
No, it is.
What year is it?
2013.
What makes you think a 2013 coin's gonna be worth more than
a dollar? Because I googled that once 2020s are like $50. So 2013, the older it is, the more valuable it is, right?
What's special about it?
I mean, have you ever seen that?
A silver dollar?
Yeah. Is it common?
Well.
Hey, there's a whole city about silver dollars. It's called Silver Dollar City.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's kind of lit, right?
It is. Oh, it's super lit.
Totes.
It's pretty lit. It's a vibe.
No, I don't think... We didn't say that it wasn't real.
No, Riggins was like, haha, she's going to bring it in. It's going to be fake. No,
we just thought it was, like, Salvadorian money or something.
No, we don't got stuff like that in El Salvador. Currency's a little different out there.
Yeah.
They don't got silver, trust me.
To be fair, I just looked it up. It could be valuable. There are some worth hundreds of dollars.
I'm telling you, that's what I said.
There are also a lot more worth like a dollar.
But I've been holding on to it for years. It's like one of my treasures.
Yeah. But you trade it for a good bag of weed in 5 seconds with you.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
It's one of my treasures. But yeah, for a dime bag, I would let it
go. I mean,
go.
Weed is treasure too.
So. All right.
Let me see.
So.
Oh, and if you missed it today, Alexis told us that her mom makes cheese in the bathtub.
Okay. Yeah. But I might have been lying.
Like that's some sort of traditional thing. Salvadorians make cheese in the bathtub.
Duh.
And her mom quickly said, no, I didn't.
No,
she was like, I did not. I never did that.
Yeah.
That's why she always goes, I can't eat cheese. Well, yeah, no shit, not when it's made in the bathtub. You're not lactose intolerant. You just can't eat things off the bathroom floor.
Right.
Because it's gross.
I don't even know where that story came from, but I really do. I remember that. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but your mom said she's only ever made, she made cheese in a bucket.
In a right? bucket, exactly. She's like, I didn't have enough milk to fill up a bathtub.
Wow. Yeah.
What else is now trending, Riggins?
There's a tow truck driver who's accused of performing a sex act in front of a female customer, which you can do, I guess. It's against the rules. Yeah. They said it happened on Monday afternoon when a woman's SUV broke down in a gas station parking lot. She contacted her insurance company, which called for a tow truck to take her car and her back to her house. It appears in this video that was shared by the news team, it appears they're having a casual conversation, and then he begins performing an act on himself.
Ew.
On a Monday disgusting. Afternoon?
Yeah.
Where are they on the side of the road?
No, they're on the way home. He's doing this while he's driving.
Is she in the truck with him?
Yeah.
And he suddenly just goes to town in the truck?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
So,
okay.
When was he supposed to do it?
Yeah.
He's acting like in the truck was the wrong part.
Yeah. No, I mean, the whole thing is just it's weird. It's just weird. The whole thing is...
I mean, to say it the least.
I mean, that's why he was arrested, I'm sure, but
yeah.
Still.
Yeah, man gets urges, though, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
Control your urges. Respect yourself.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
Ew.
Why y'all think I requested the tablecloths up here? We didn't have these last time. Learn from the mistakes.
Yeah. So you can't do that.
Okay.
That's the lesson here.
Well, again, what else are you supposed to do in a truck, a tow truck with a hot chick?
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I'm super kidding.
Yeah.
But the most vulnerable woman in the world is a woman that needs a ride. That's serious. Teach your daughters that. The most vulnerable woman in the world is a woman that doesn't have a ride.
Huh.
Sounds,
That's right. Deep. True. True.
I was going to say predatorial, but... also deep.
No. I mean, I teach classes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it has nothing to do with that, but still I teach classes.
Wait, speaking of classes, the other day, were we on the air when I mentioned the fact that I gave a high school commencement speech a few years ago and Alexis just lit me up like a Christmas tree, like, who's have you teeth talking? Was that on the air?
Yeah, okay. Well, no, I think, I don't know if it was on the air, but yeah, you said that you had given a speech.
I said I gave a high school commencement address a few years ago, and it was one of the most fun things I've ever done. And you'd have thought I told her I was an alien of some sort.
Because I was like, who the hell would let you give a speech and inspire people?
That's pretty much exactly what she said.
I mean...
I went and found it today. I have the DVD of it. You can enjoy...
Not the DVD.
What? A few years ago.
Oh, Lord.
That's how they gave it to me on the DVD. They handed it to me. Like, they were like, here. They mailed it to me. Like, here, you
important.
Go.
Important.
Yeah. It's
viral.
A film,
it's on a DVD.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I think you need to listen to that, watch it as homework, Alexis, as a project.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you can find a DVD player.
Right. That's what I need to find first. What is a DVD player?
Yeah, I don't have a way to play it, but
if you can go down to the assisted living home with the older people, you use theirs. I bet they would love that.
I got to take the disc and blow on it.
Yeah. So, graduating senior Alexis wouldn't pay attention to what Ace had to say as the commencement speaker.
I'd be like, who the hell is this guy, and who let him come on the stage?
Well, I don't think he would make it out of your high school.
Probably not.
Without getting shot.
Like, who the hell is this white boy?
But wait, you didn't graduate in Compton, though, did you? You graduated from Charlotte, right?
Yeah, homeschool.
Oh, homeschool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, even at that. Your home was more dangerous than most people's school.
East Charlotte.
Yeah.
What?
Your mom's in there making bathtub cheese.
Listen, it was rough growing up. Y'all wouldn't know about that.
Oh, we wouldn't know about
it? Yeah.
No, we wouldn't know about that.
I think you spoke to the wrong people when you said that.
Right, that's right. I forgot y'all from Louisiana.
She's about one step away from being that belligerent drunk that's cussing everybody out.
Y'all don't know what? Look at all these vanilla faces out here. Y'all ain't never had to face down a switchblade to go to the cafeteria.
Yeah, right.
Spoiled asses.
Y'all know. You guys don't know what it's like out in these streets.
Okay. Hey, isn't Mr. Todd, our video guy, so cute? Look at him.
He's, Todd, turn around. Show them so, cheeks, boy.
Oh, no. Alexa, stop.
So handsome with tight ass pants.
Tight
pants.
Tater Todd.
Yes. Riggins calls him Tater Todd.
That's bullshit. That's bullshit. Don't even do that. That's like the second time this week you've done some dumb shit like that.
He said that in private.
Riggins said it. That's the second time.
You do throw him under the bus.
I've never said that. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. I really don't. I swear to God, like every day, I'm like,
well, guess what, Rick? What was it the other day? I swear.
I said you said that that his backdrop that he put up in the studio was silly looking.
Oh yeah, he's like, he said it looks like shit.
He just whatever he thinks, he says I said it.
Yeah.
I never said I like the backdrop, and I never called you Tater Tot. I don't even know what that means. He's just trying to start shit.
He is a pot stirrer, let me tell you.
Mm-mm. Anything else?
No. You say he's your little tater tot casserole.
This is dumb.
Oh, and then all that shit he talks about you, Adam, you don't even want to know.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. Well, that is probably true. I do probably talk shit about him. I don't know. Ace was on a tear about him this morning.
About who?
Adam.
Damn, y'all just putting everybody's business out. They're not loyal at all.
But we logically worked out the issue.
Oh, my goodness.
I was just aggravated because they were wanting me to drive all the way to Charlotte, then all the way to TJ's house, then all the way back, then all the way back here. And I was like, that's bullshit. Why do I have to drive anywhere?
Right, that's bullshit.
We'd meet halfway. And we did.
I don't know.
TJ, we worked it out.
You said some pretty hurtful things in there. So.
Yeah. I mean, I felt some of those shots that he was giving Adam behind his back.
Yeah,
it's like, ooh, kind of, it's like sympathy pains.
It was.
I never give Adam shots though. I'm always on his side.
What?
Anytime.
See?
Hey, seriously, anytime Alexis has some kind of an issue with somebody else on the show, she'll look at the other show members and go, that's your friend.
Yo, that's your friend right there.
Do something with your friend.
Get your friend.
Get your friend. He acting up.
For anybody who doesn't know, you've heard us talk about Adam. Raise your hand for everybody. Said, that's our business manager, Adam.
And he's dressed up.
Yeah, don't spoil him.
Yeah, but here's what Adam will do. A couple of weeks ago, I emailed Adam. I said, I'm a little confused on this. Are we going to do A, blah, 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 or B, blah, 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 blah? And his response in all caps with 3 exclamation points was, yes.
Yes. That's always his answer, yes.
Uh-huh.
It's like, okay, but wait, yes to which one?
And yesterday I told him, I emailed him and said, hey, here's an idea for something we could do. And he goes, perfect. Get with Alexis. She's working on a project like this right now. And so I sent it to Alexis and I said, hey, Adam said you're working on something like this. Here's an idea. And I shot her an email and she responds with, I have no idea what Adam's talking about.
I have this idea.
Like this whatsoever. Like nothing like that at all.
But it's okay. We love you, Adam.
Yeah.
You did know.
I mean, I wasn't sure.
He's like, you did know it. You better say you knew it right now. But I don't have those kinds of complaints, Adam. I don't. Yeah, but you know I never understand what you're saying. So he's like, all right, I'll email that to you. I'm like, okay, good. And then hit the volume on the TV. I was like, all right, that's over. But Adam has more dealings with Jody now than he does me. Which is way better for me. Because that way I'm not having to deal with either one of them.
It's perfect.
Yeah. I'm just watching crime documentaries and that's it. She goes, well, I guess you know what Adam called me about. No. Don't know. The studio could be on fire. And I go, no idea.
We used to have a tax guy that would come to town. And we would, and you had your assigned time to go. And it was very hectic, and taxes kind of freaked me out. And Jody and I would talk sometimes about different things. And one time they went, and while the guy was doing their taxes, TJ actually fell asleep on his couch in his hotel room. They had to wake him up to sign his name. And he was woke up and signed, was like, oh, let's go, I'm good to go.
Yeah.
I did TJ's taxes. I mean, we may have covered this last time. I did TJ's taxes 2 years in one. When we lived together, it was the short form. We were making like, you know, $7,000 a year on a good year. And I did this. He goes, would you do mine? I said, yeah, it doesn't take but a minute. And I did his taxes. And I said, you're going to get like $150 back. He goes, really? I'm getting money back? I said, yeah. He goes, would you do last year's? I said, I don't really know what you mean. He goes, I said, you didn't file any taxes last year? He goes, nope. I said, well, where's your stuff? He goes, I think it's in the trunk of my car. And he went out to his car and brought in like W-2s. And I said, yeah, you're going to get like another $120 back. There's going to be a little penalty they're going to take out. That's awesome. Great.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be a rule follower.
Me?
Yeah. No. I don't think not doing your taxes is following the rules.
Those are rules I don't agree with.
Well,
He won't cross a crosswalk when it's red, but...
There are two words that make up something that I do not trust.
Uh-huh.
Gub mint.
Gub mint.
Those two words.
But here's how much of a rule follower TJ is, though, and this is super annoying. We'll be in New York, and Adam now lives in South Carolina, but he used to live in Connecticut, and he's grew up in Manhattan. So when you're walking through Manhattan with someone who's from the city, you just have to be ready, because at any point, he'll just dart across the street and not tell you, like, hey, we're going to make a left here. He'll just go. And then I'm like, oh, she's going. And I'll just jump out in the street, and we'll get across the street and look back, and there's TJ still standing back there at the crosswalk. And he's waving at us like,
I'm the same way. I need to see the little man, and then I'll start walking.
Yeah.
If there's a hand, I'm not walking.
No.
Mm-mm. I need to see the little man.
You gotta get out. You gotta go.
I'm not
man.
Jaywalking.
I need to see the little man.
I need to see the little man. Listen, I have a record. I can't afford to have any more charges on my record.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
You're right. We all have clean criminal records.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm the only one that has a criminal record here, so yeah. I'm not trying to risk it.
I would get a ticket for jaywalking. She would go to jail for drunk and disorderly conduct.
I just be having fun. Yeah. That's it.
That's right.
Well, look, thank you to Tammy at Atlantic Bay and everybody at Atlantic Bay Mortgage. They're wonderful people. They do a great job. We highly recommend them. They're really super. And I guess I have to mention again, NMLS number 91236. I don't know if that's legal or not. We have to do that. But sign up for the cool stuff she's got to give away. And more than anything else, thank y'all for taking a night to come and hang out with us and have a good time and do this. We hope you had fun.
I mean, this really takes a lot out of us to come and do this, so I hope you appreciate it. Especially Riggins, he's already getting nervous. He's ready to go. Yeah.
He's checked his watch like four times already.
His laptop has been closed for 15 minutes.
Yeah, he put
he's
his
like looking
up.
At Riley's camera.
Yeah.
I knew it was 8 o'clock because when his laptop closed, I reached over and hit my phone and it said 8:02. And I was like, that was his sign to let us know, hey guys, we're 2 minutes late. I got to go.
No, this was awesome. No, I'm serious. I love this.
You've had your car running the whole time.
He's like, oh my God, where'd I park? No, I love this. This is great. Thank
you all for coming. We appreciate it. We'll see you soon. Take care.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.